Hey guys, I really just wanted to jump on the podcast, first of all, and just say thank you for being a long time listener. If this is your first time listening, or if you've been keeping up with me for a couple different episodes, first, I just want to get on here and just say thank you. I greatly, greatly appreciate it. But secondly, I wanted to kind of dive into this episode, which is not really like your typical, hey, thank you for welcome back to the After the Bell Rings podcast. I really just wanted to treat this one as an audio diary and kind of explain some things that are kind of dear to my heart and things that I've been going through, or one thing that has happened in my after school, in my leadership program, that I'm really, like, really proud of. Like, it's a breakthrough for, not for me, but I've experienced a breakthrough, and I want to share it with you all. So, as some of you know who have been keeping up with me, we do an open mic night every Friday. Lately, it's been a little down. The attendance has been a little down. But one thing that makes up for the lack of attendees is the fact that one of the kids who actually got up, and matter of fact, I just thought of a second one. So two kids who got up and wanted to express themselves and tell a story. Of course, any of them are free to tell a story, they're free to tell a joke, sing, and any talent or anything on their mind that they can express verbally. So two kids, and I'll tell you one and then end with the more, I guess, maybe more impactful in my mind, the second one. So the first one was a kid who, and he was, I mean, it was like 7, 8 years old, something like that. And he got up and expressed the fact with his brother in the room. He got up and expressed the fact that he loves his brother, but he feels like he's being bullied by his brother, and openly said, and I wish he would stop. And I was just like, whoa, okay. And now, while it didn't create tension in the room, it was more like a look, older brother, you need to step it up. Maybe you need to realize what you're actually doing to your brother. And I'm so glad that this little brother expressed what he really felt. Because sometimes, like, little brothers don't express themselves to their big brother or their bully, in quotations, whoever that may be, whether it be a family member or anybody outside of the family. They don't express the fact that it was, like, because they're afraid of being bullied even more. But for this little kid, like I said, 7, 8, 9, something like that, for him to actually say in public to his brother, look, I wish you would stop, like, That was big. That was huge. So now we just look forward to older brothers stepping up to the plate and saying, look, I got you. I'm sorry. I only do it because I love you. I don't do it because I don't like you. Right? But to respect you, I'll stop doing it. So that's breakthrough number one. Breakthrough number two is another kid who got up. He never, ever says anything in public, like in front of a crowd. He's not a public speaking kind of person. And he says this when he comes up to the front. He says, I'm not really a public speaking kind of guy, but I'm so happy. I wanted to express to you guys what's been going on in my life over the past year or so. So long story short, he has a cartoon, and it kind of shifts at times because we have good communication, me and this kid, whereas, like, I'm familiar with the storyline of his comic that he tells when he gets up in front of the group. But the thing is, it kind of shifts between sometimes a comic and a movie and a show. And, like, it shifts a lot of times. Or maybe even, like, I won't say a card game, but if some of you are familiar with, like, Pokemon or Magic, like, it kind of veers off into that lane at times when he tells me the story. But for me, as I see it, like, the breakthrough is the fact that he does not tell his story, does not really divulge any of his business in public. He got up and he explained the entire story, his entire comic, his entire movie, his entire car game, whatever you want to call it. It's a long and complicated storyline. But in my eyes, because this is my podcast and I'm telling it, as I see it, this is a breakthrough because he's never done this before. And to actually tell it in such detail going through, and he has like 8 or 9 chapters. So for him to actually go through and comb through every single detail, every single character, every single plot line for as many as 8 chapters is huge, because he's good at drawing, but now he's working on actually voicing what goes on in his head. He tells me these stories every single day, but now he's actually voicing them to people outside of me, and really kind of really honing in on more of his skills, from being an artist to adding the skill of explaining things, which is super huge. Both of them are huge in their own right, but I just kind of relate to the second one because I've heard the story literally every day that I've seen him. So I just want to hop on here and really explain, or really just kind of express some real gratitude that, or real happiness that I have that there is a platform that these kids have to express themselves. Maybe it's, hey, big bro, I don't want to be bullied. Or, look, I've been working on this. It's been in my head for a long time. Now I get a chance to tell it and really be detailed. So I guess if I were to provide a little bit of value, provide a little bit of advice, of course, I'm a huge proponent of listening. Whether you have an event that allows kids to express themselves, or whether it's just one-on-one, or one-on-a-couple, or a couple-on-one, whatever the venue, whatever the way you do it, make sure you take time to listen, because there's, it's really a special moment when kids get a chance to express something that's deep within their heart or deep within their mind. So if you get a chance, whether it's a open mic night or just listening and allowing a kid to tell you a story, tell you what's going on in their life, whether it's their talent, or tell you what's going on in their lives, things that they care about or things that they think about, just be an open ear. Your ears are probably one of the best things that you can have. Your ears are probably one of the best assets for a kid. So thank you guys again so much for listening to the podcast. Whether this is your first one, I hope you like it, or whether you've been rocking with me for a little while, I greatly appreciate it. Stay tuned. Next week, I got more excitement from my leadership program, and possible interviews in the future. Y'all have a good day. Do say.